This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-30 all-wheel drive, only $179 a month. Or buy and get 0.9% APR financing for 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN SM808128. MSRP 27105. Ends 3/31/25.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But speaking of Street Fighter, Udonis Haslam.
Oh.
Udonis Haslam was on NBA Today yesterday. And he had something to say about the Jimmy Butler honeymoon phase in Golden State. Now, mind you, this was before Golden State did win last night over the Bucks. This was fresh off their loss to the Jokerless, Murrayless Nuggets, even though Jimmy did have a good game there, too. But just not as good as Aaron Gordon always gets us. But here was Udonis Haslam, who's a little skeptical that the Warriors are going to be able to keep this up.
But I'm going to go with Golden State here. Obviously, playoff Jimmy is a thing because we've seen it before. But more than anything else, Steph Curry, last night, Steve Kerr talked about how tired he is. They've got to get him some rest, got to get his battery recharged. But he's still playing at the peak of his powers. Him and Draymond Green, four-time champions. I just think they have the talent and the pedigree to be the biggest threat to Oklahoma City.
I got to argue with you on that one. This is no Jimmy hate. But I would say that the record has been a little bit favorable to Golden State right now. I'm looking at the record of the teams that they've played, and we're talking about 312 wins to 364 losses. I would argue that some of these teams, they probably could have beat without Jimmy. Now, Jimmy has given them a boost. It's like a shot of whiskey right now, but we'll see if it lasts throughout the playoffs.
All right. There you go. Udonis Haslam.
Yeah. I mentioned that yesterday. He's right. Here's what I would say.
Love that guy.
That Jimmy fits with Golden State because anything that he does is a bonus. They haven't yet gotten into the position where anybody has made a demand on Jimmy to be the guy.
Except last night.
To some extent. What did he end up with?
He nearly had a triple-double. I think he had like 24, 8, and 10. What?
Whatever.
Okay. But, again, see, the difference between Jimmy and Steph is that Steph has to do numbers like that every night. Because Jimmy plays with Steph, he doesn't have to. When he was with the Heat, they needed him to do that every night.
No, but I think the question is, okay, we understand that. I mean, that's not going to change. He obviously is going to have Steph Curry, and the whole point of like Steph Curry being exhausted that Steve Kerr put out there, didn't play him, is this magical Jimmy Butler run legitimate? Is it legitimate?
Well, how legitimate is it if Steph Curry is exhausted? How much of the burden is he actually, you know, relieving Steph from if Steph is still exhausted?
I don't know.
Yeah, I would figure this, that if you bring another star, then you don't have to play Curry 35 minutes. You can give him some more breaks because you got somebody to hold it down.
Which he just, yeah. Right? But, and I think that's the thing, though, is like he did have kind of his moment last night to show them that he could, and he did. And, you know, it's against a team that he's familiar with. It's a good team. I mean, like, Milwaukee's not OKC, but they're no slouch either. I mean, they're a healthy amount over 500. I mean, I guess by record, they're, you know, Golden State's better now. They haven't been for most of the season, but
like,
now.
I'm just, you know, I don't know if there's going to be a time when it gets down to crunch time that you're ever going to be able to take some of that burden off of Steph.
Their test is like, if you're going to believe in them, it's still not going to come until probably the beginning of April. Then who even knows? Because there are a lot of guys starting to maintenance program their stars. But their next four are, or the next five, Toronto, Atlanta, Miami, New Orleans, San Antonio, which,
right?
I mean, that could.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.